Welcome to Mix Noise, episode 79. Today's December 30th, 2014. I'm Marcus.
I'm Jesse.
And Jesse, fuck 2014. We're done. We're fucking done with it.
We did it.
We got through it alive, all of us together.
Well,
except for everyone who died.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
We were threatened by Ebola. We were threatened by ISIS. We were threatened by North Korea. We were threatened by cops.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting real, man.
Threatened by black people who were threatened by cops. It got crazy, and it's probably still going to get crazy again, but...
We got through Ray Rice, we got through Tony Stewart, we got...
Which one's Tony Stewart again?
The one who ran the dude over on the racetrack.
Ah, oh, he was in the right, Jesse, stop it.
He still killed a guy, I'm just saying.
A lot of people kill people, like, by accident.
You put it in the light, it's still the same.
So if you hit someone, like, who just ran to the freeway, you'd be like, oh man, I killed someone.
Yeah, I'd be tore up about it.
No, I don't know. I'd feel pretty okay.
I'd be like
about
Wallace
it.
In The Wire, sipping cocaine.
Then you better get out of Oklahoma soon, Jesse. It's gonna happen.
I know.
It's bound to happen.
I know. Dude, whenever I drive to my girlfriend's house, there's at least 5 people crossing the highway.
Oh Jesus!
It's insane.
But there's.
I almost hit one dude. I was like, oh my god! And then I asked my girlfriend, well, would I get in trouble? Would I go to jail? Like, yeah. Even if I stayed.
You wouldn't
said, yeah, I don't know if that's true.
It's not true.
It.
Why would that be true?
I don't know, because I killed the guy.
Well, is it at a crosswalk? Mm-hmm. Or is he just, like, jaywalking across the street on a highway?
Crosses the highway, dark.
Yeah. See, I don't know how Oklahoma's set up. I'm picturing highway as just this flat thing that just happens to be wider than other roads.
Like, imagine someone crossing the highway on, like, going towards the Cedar Vista.
No, that's an interstate.
Right. Imagine someone crossing the interstate. Then.
That's a freeway. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, you're completely fine hitting someone like that. I mean, you can't like swerve to hit them, but
no,
like,
no.
You know, if it happens, it happens. You're cool.
Yeah, but I'd be tore up about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the survival of the fittest. They were asking for it. You know, whatever. Just explain it away. It'll be fine. It's cool. Don't worry about it, Jesse.
Either way, we're done with 2014.
Either way, that didn't happen in 2014. And... Might happen 2015. But
and it was a weird year.
Yeah.
A lot of weird things.
Didn't suck as much as 2013, but it, you know.
I can't remember 2013, but no, I think 2014 sucked, like, major dig. Like, I think it sucked. I think it was the worst year I can remember.
Really?
Just all around, yeah.
Huh, I was pretty alright with it, at the end of the day.
I wasn't.
Oh.
Even the basketball season they had was whack.
Kind of, like, made it better,
basketball
right?
Season. No.
Like, it was all in 2014. It was better.
It's terrible.
There's less basketball.
Music was pretty whack, movies were pretty whack. TV, though, was on point.
Yeah.
Get to that.
Yep, TV's in its golden age still.
Well, what are you doing for New Year's?
Oh, I don't know, Jesse. All I know is there's free, like, public transportation, and I need to take advantage of that.
Well, I'm off, from 6 p.m.
You're not off tomorrow. Like, I'm off tomorrow at 6 p.m.
No,
I'm off tomorrow.
No, I know. From that moment on, I am off on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I'm off on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off on Saturday. You know what Jesse's going to do, Marcus?
Die of alcohol poisoning?
I might. It might get really weird.
What are your plans for tomorrow night?
I don't get off. I'm going to go change into my sweatpants. And
Jesse,
then...
why? What are you doing?
That's
why is that the first thing? Get gussied up into my sweatpants? Like, no. It's not the wrong way. Wrong direction, Jesse.
Go get dressed in my sweatpants.
Go to Walmart. Like,
go
no,
to,
like, stop it.
Go to the store.
This plan sucks.
Get some burr.
Get that before.
Get a Red Bull. Maybe 3 Red Bulls. Because I'm going to go crazy. And go over to my friend Eileen's house. And then on, it's a blackout. I'm changing my name to Jesus.
Why is this?
That's my drunk persona.
Oh, okay. Do you speak shitty Spanish when you turn into Jesus?
I think so.
I don't know.
I try to be Denzel most of the time.
Training Day Denzel, or
yeah,
that sounds about right.
Put Jesus on, oh you niggas!
Jesse.
I just randomly scream, King Kong ain't got shit on me when I make the last cut.
I thought you were screaming that in line at Walmart while you're buying your shit.
That too.
Then they're like, I don't think we're going to sell it to this guy. I think he's done.
I'm not going to no bars. I'm not going to no clubs because people get shot there and here. So
what?
I'm going to a house with my friends and I'm just going to get drunk.
No, that's the way to do it. I think that's the way to do New Year's, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me ask you this because I think I remember last year. You were done before midnight.
No.
Like, you were done, Jesse.
Like, oh, you mean like finished, like wasted? Yeah.
Like you were done. You were out.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
you don't remember midnight.
No.
Yeah. What's just the
I saw pictures.
Oh, okay.
Saw pictures. Yeah, I was finished.
Are you gonna make it to
And it's
midnight
gonna
this time or
no.
no?
No.
9 o'clock, even
No.
earlier this time.
Yeah, it's gonna be wrapped by like sundown. I don't know.
So how do you do it though? Like the next day, I'm just done. I'm like,
Oh man, I swear off of alcohol for like my whole life. I'd be like, I'm never drinking again.
and then.
These past 2 weeks, because the Steelers play in the morning most like for the past month, I'd get drunk on Saturday, right? And I had to wake up at like around 10 o'clock to go catch the Steelers play. You know how rough that shit is from sleeping from 5 to 10 on a weekend? It's terrible. Messing it up, man. So glad the season is
Why
over.
don't you just not get drunk on
No,
Saturday?
what? What is wrong with you?
Why don't you day drink Sunday?
What is wrong with you?
I mean, it's, just trying to make some sense of this
Oh my goodness, you're ridiculous.
mess.
That's insane.
What? Drink Friday.
I want to drink Saturday too.
Oh, but what about
Come on,
Sunday?
Marcus. Come on, man.
It's always Sunday.
No, Sunday's a holy day.
Football's a
When I
holy
cuss out
day,
my
but like,
Steelers, it's the holy day.
I'm so confused. But like,
It's the holy
Sunday
day.
fun day, like that's people's excuse to get drunk. Like brunch,
They're fucked up. I
that's
don't know. They got the whole game fucked up. Because when I wake up, I want nothing to do with my friends.
a
When I wake up, I'm hoping we are still friends.
thing too.
But I don't even want to talk to them. I'm ashamed of myself by the time I wake up.
Oh, damn. Damn, Jesse. Well, I hope you enjoy your New Year's. Did you enjoy your
Oh, this is gonna be
Christmas?
real, man. Yeah, I did. Family came down, half sister and her
Yeah,
family.
I was gonna say, you have family? I didn't,
Yeah.
I thought they were all in Oklahoma with you.
Shit was crazy. No, just my immediate family, yeah, but I have my half sister who's like 29, I think. I don't know how old she is. But our family came down with her four kids.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Are they like your age? Like, what's the.
No, just we got James who's like maybe 10, Jonathan who's 8, Destiny who might be 7.
Ooh.
Jordan, who I know for sure is 4 because he tells me all the time. That's it.
Did you tell the two older boys that they got to look after their sister? Because the name Destiny, Jesse. I'm just saying.
I know.
You know
That's why I
that's
said when she was born.
gotta watch out. Gotta watch out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we got my little Nevaeh.
Yep. Same deal there, Jesse.
Oh,
Except that's on you.
you
You've
know.
got to do that.
I'm already have that shit on lock. I go to the daycare and see little Elijah trying to hit up on my niece, 2-year-old Elijah.
Ah, Jesse.
So you better chill out, Eli. I'm punching your chest.
Trying to get her cookies, man.
Can barely even talk. You trying to holler at my niece? Crazy.
So did it snow, Jesse?
It's snowing right now, actually.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good idea that you're not going to be out and about. I don't trust people with snow. Don't trust them drunk. Oh man, you combine the two.
Snow's overrated.
Whoa. Oh, ho,
Snow's
ho.
overrated.
Well, Jesse, you could always go back to Las Vegas. There was
Could.
never will be snow. Never,
Ah, that's
never
where
a
they fool
drop.
you. It does get kind of random ass snow there sometimes, every once in a while. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was good, dude. It's very, very relaxing. Don't remember what I fucking did on Christmas. I ate some good shit. Got some ham, some glazed ham, because I respect the holidays. A lot of people don't. They'll have. I heard some dude he had turkey for Christmas. I don't
I
understand
did.
how he's alive.
I did.
Oh, you did. Oh, you did. So what's it like to worship Satan every day, Jesse? Because that's not right.
It was delicious,
You sick
gotta
fuck.
tell you.
When do you eat glazed ham?
I ate glazed ham too. Every
What?
holiday, Easter,
How are you? Stop eating everything,
Thanksgiving,
Jesse. Stop it.
and Christmas.
It's not special if you eat it all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's special every single time.
Yeah, well,
Tastes special to
God,
me.
you guys suck. But yeah, so I mean, yeah, I had all that. That was a nice little fun little time. Your little snack platters, the crackers and cheese. Dude, those like party trays are amazing. I just want to buy one every day now.
Like the little hot dogs.
Oh, fuck the little hot dogs,
Fuck them.
little girly bullshit. So my dad got me
The
one of
little
those
hot
Blue Moon
dogs.
like seasonal like taster things.
The pumpkins? Oh,
Like
tasters.
yeah, it's like a mix. It's two of a bunch of different kinds of beer. and like a lot of them were pretty awful. I
Yeah,
was
there's this
surprised, like
one.
half of them.
The summer ale is pretty good though.
Well, it's winter, Jesse. Winter has different flavors,
Yeah.
and one of those just tastes like the pumpkin beer again. I was like, this is the same beer. What are people talking about?
Really get you.
It tastes like Big Lots again. I'm tired of this Big Lots beer all up in my face, Jesse.
I like Blue Moon though,
Yeah, no, a Blue
but
Moon, like normal Blue Moon and some of the other little like alterations, fine, completely fine. If the words gingerbread are in the name of the beer, stay away. Just run far away. There was something else, like there was some sort of, it's supposed to be a peppery sort of like spicy beer. Forgot the name of it. It's surprisingly not as bad as I expected. What gingerbread was, is what I expected that beer to be, but still wouldn't recommend it. I would just drink
I
it.
got a lot of sweatpants. I'm pretty happy about that.
You got a lot of sweatpants,
Yeah.
Jesse.
'Cause that's what I wear when I get off of work. I just go right to the sweatpants.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, 'cause it sounded like Oklahoma dragging you in further.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened. I moved here to Oklahoma and
Sweatpants.
saw a lot of people wear sweatpants. I was like, yeah, let me wear some sweatpants then.
Yeah.
Oh, what? This is life-changing.
Ah.
Game changer right here.
Just.
What has I been doing? Like, I've been wearing jeans this whole time.
How did you find a girlfriend, Jesse, with sweatpants?
I started wearing sweatpants after I got the girlfriend, to be
Oh,
honest
okay.
with you.
Oh,
But
you
when I
stopped trying
realized that,
immediately. You just immediately quit.
I got here, I was like, oh, I'm done here. Done trying. Might as well stop doing sit-ups too, so.
Oh, second date. Where are we going? Walmart, buying sweatpants. Just want some, or what's happening?
My brother was the first one, like, the moment he got to Oklahoma, he starts wearing sweatpants every single day. And I was like, what are you doing, you bum?
Yeah.
And then I wear it. It's like, oh, he had it right the whole time.
Yeah. What are you doing?
That's what he
Pants.
was thinking. I'm living. What are you doing?
Yeah. I got
Fucking wasting.
I got a new belt. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
You
So
don't need
yeah.
belts when you wear sweatpants. Just letting you know.
But Jesse, yeah, like I like to be able to look at myself in the mirror and not just
I mean,
break down crying.
you have the dick print, and all the girls look at your dick print, and
What are we talking about?
yeah.
In the sweatpants?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how sweatpants work, apparently. I don't look, I guess, or maybe I just don't look at guys' dicks, like when I'm out and about, just like, oh,
I
hey,
would
look, a
hope not,
dick.
but
Cool.
it's there.
Cool. I mean, I guess I just never had any need to like look down. I've stopped looking down after that time when people would just sort of like, oh, hey, look.
My dick's
Look at
out.
the ass. No, the other one. Yeah, my dick's out. Yeah. No, that asshole thing, and then they'd punch you. When that became all
Yeah.
the rage, I was like, oh, okay, I'm done looking down.
Dick's out.
No. Yeah. So yeah, a good Christmas. The day after it snowed, sort of like up in the mountains it snowed.
Snowed a lot here. I gotta go to work.
Ah, oh, really?
Also,
You have
yeah.
to go to work the day after Christmas and snow?
It snowed Friday and Saturday. It's crazy.
Wait, when did you get drunk though, Jesse?
Didn't.
You didn't.
I got drunk on Saturday, actually.
Oh.
Oh, you know what?
What's up?
What was it? I got drunk on Christmas Eve.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. You're pretty fucking wasted.
Got drunk on Saturday. And yeah.
Okay, so you've been getting drunk still a little bit. A little bit here and there. Wait, so do you work? You don't work Sunday though either though. So you're
No,
off
cause
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
yeah, but I don't count Sunday as a like, day off because
You always get it?
we all get day offs. Yeah, so
Yeah. Well, except for all those people who work Sunday.
well, no, the whole bank, like the bank, that's what I mean.
Oh.
They all get it, so
Yeah, I see. I see. I thought you were looping everybody in, you know, the world. No, just the bank. Only the bank. Oh, you whore. Why don't you guys open on Sunday? Like I need a deposit shit, Jesse. I need to withdraw shit.
it's not gonna. Why would you want to do that? Because it's not gonna post that day. It's not gonna appear in your account that
That's when
day.
I'm free. Like I got time on
But it's not
Sunday.
going to appear in your account. You might as well just deposit
No,
tomorrow.
you guys should be open.
You
I want
dick.
my money
No.
now. It's my money
Now
and I
you.
want it
And, well, you're
now.
not going to get it now. You're going to
Want it
have
now,
to
Jesse.
wait till tomorrow. There's literally no point for me being here. Because nothing's going to happen.
Work.
You know what?
Work, Jesse. Give me my
Oh,
money.
whatever.
While you're getting your money, get me some of my money.
Can't do it. Might as well go to that ATM, dog.
ATM,
This
the ATM
can do the
charges
same
me.
thing. You can do the same thing what I'm doing.
Ah, fuck. Yeah. I can't wait till we replace you with machines so I never have to deal with this.
I need to learn a trade or something quick.
Yeah. Or just be a machine. Have you thought
Every
about
time I go
that?
to the grocery store, when I go to Walmart, I want to make it go in the line, right? I want to go talk to a real person or whatever, and have a real person help me. But when they catch an attitude, I go, you know, I could easily go down to that little self-help out checkout thing, and just that shit could replace you. I'm trying to, you know, make you earn your money.
How,
Come on,
what are
man.
you saying to these people to make them get an attitude?
Nothing. They just have an attitude. I'm just giving them my shit, and they're just having an attitude with their shit. I'm just like, yo, Take some pride.
What, you expect them to be happy handling all your shit all day?
Like I told you, I could go down to the self-help thing.
But then you'd have to do it yourself.
I don't care.
You're not paying either
way. I don't mind. I'm trying to help them out. Make sure they have a job still.
Oh.
Trying to show that they're still useful.
Damn, just...
No?
Damn. I just do it because it's sometimes quicker. Like, there's no one there. It's like, okay, well, I'll just go over here then.
No, I like the self-help out. It's quicker and everything. But, you know, let me go ahead and go to talk to Katie, you know?
You look at their name tags?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Jesse, they're not people. What is this?
I don't know.
They're tools for you to get your food or your shit or, like, your beer or whatever the hell you're buying and get out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying, though, like, I'm just trying to help them out. Make sure they still have a job. So no one could be like, hey, why do we have people here? We have these machines over here that does the same thing. Come on.
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm trying to help them keep their job.
Their job sucks. They know it. They'd rather have a better job anyways.
So, I feel it. Let's go ahead and get into this countdown, though.
Oh, yeah. So, with the end of the year, as always, we tend to take a look back at the year. While we may not have liked our normal life year as people, entertainment, Jesse, there's a lot of entertainment this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, the shining, like, beacon of hope in entertainment was TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so both of us have compiled a list of the best TV, like, our own personal best TV of the year.
Yeah. Now, I have a top five, you have a top 10.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I take pride in what I do, like Jesse was talking about earlier. I did a top 10, like normal people do. What did you do, Jesse, again?
A top five, because that's what unique people
do. Okay. Well, you know.
That's what people who doesn't give a shit about the low bottom piece.
I see.
Well, if you're not in the top five, you ain't shit. Put it that way.
Then I hope Jesse's not disappointed by any of my 10 through 6. That may not be shit.
I'm gonna snooze right through this.
I guess we'll find out. All
right. I'm gonna snooze right through this.
So let me pull up my list here. Number 10. The final season of Boardwalk Empire.
What?
Was my number 10 show. It was really good. Really good. But like... I completely forgot about it when I was thinking of my top 10 for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, shit.
Me too. Just that you brought it up. Now I'm thinking, should I add it to my top 5?
See, it barely squeaked by at the 10 because I was like, no, it was pretty good. I remember really liking it. And it's just, for whatever reason, just didn't really stick with me. I still think it was a pretty good end to the show, though, outside of certain decisions in the finale.
Little things.
Yeah.
And flashbacks and...
Oh, yeah. But I felt like it was a thematic thing, at least for the season. A lot of those flashbacks. But yeah, they could have done something else. But, well, you know, whatever. I'm glad we at least got this final season. It would have been weird if last season's ending was like, and that's it. There's no more. Like, that was your finale. Number 9. Masters of Sex, Season 2.
I don't even think that's in my top 5.
Yeah. It reached number 9 for me because I felt like it was a step down from Season 1.
Yeah.
But, I mean... What New Girl didn't give to me this year, or at least this like fall with Nick and Jess, Bill and Virginia, really rooting for that. And as always, Virginia's like pretty awesome. And by pretty awesome, I mean like really hot, Jesse. She's like super hot still. Yeah, you go, Lizzie Kaplan. And Season 2 brought like my favorite episode of the series with the fight episode. So it was like, okay, no, that's this, you know, it was still some quality TV. What am I on? 8? Fargo.
8? What? Is wrong? Man, I cannot wait to find out what's in your top 5. What?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm upset. I have a problem.
I don't know. I felt like it's just too similar to the movie for me. And because I, like...
Did you finally watch the
movie? Yeah, I had watched the movie either near the end of the series or, like, directly after it. And I was like, this is the same shit. Like, so much of this is the same shit. And I don't know. I just felt like a lot of the Malvo stuff was a little off. A little of what's-his-name Lester's things was a little repetitive near the middle. But it was still, like, a really great, awesome show. One of the things I didn't like, I remember this, it was in that Blizzard episode. It was, like, too blue for me. I just didn't like the way it looked. It looked cheap and cheesy to me. And I was like, I don't know about this, guys. Don't know about that. But it's still a great show. I'd still recommend it to a lot of people. I don't think it has, like, a widespread appeal. Like, it's, you know, it's not like, oh, yeah, anyone could just pick up and watch the show.
I tried to get my girlfriend to watch it. She couldn't do it.
What didn't she like about it?
It wasn't enough mystery for her, I guess.
I see. Mystery, that's... That's strange.
Because it's already, like, flat out that, you know, Malvo was a bad guy.
Right.
But I was like, you gotta stick around and see if they catch him. But she didn't really like
What you think of Lester?
the whole. She only watched two episodes, so she couldn't get to the point where, where I was upset with him,
Right. See?
Didn't get that far, so.
Well, like your girlfriend would agree that that was my number eight show. Number seven, Game of Thrones.
Wait, you put. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's up, Jesse? I guess you put that higher.
Marcus!
I mean, it had its standout episodes, some real big stuff. I very
It
much.
had like the top 5 moments of 2014. He had three of them
Yeah,
in one season.
it was still number seven for me.
What? Oh my goodness, I can't believe you put the. Is it a fair on your list?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it would be one of those honorable mention shows. No, but you're
Man.
gonna be mad at what's next, though.
Oh my goodness. I can't even deal right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, Game of Thrones, it was still really good. Still liked it a lot. I think a lot of the Daenerys stuff brought it down for me. I'm just sort of done with that storyline. The Hodor and Bran, like that kid's eyebrows really bother me, Jesse. Really bother me.
You're bogged down Fargo and Game of Thrones based on your feelings of Two Blue and Bran's eyebrows.
Wait, what did you call Daenerys? Too blue?
No, basically like Fargo, you said was Two Blue at one
Oh,
point, and
okay.
then
Yeah.
all right.
It's an enjoyment level, Jesse.
Oh my
Enjoyment level.
goodness, I can't deal with you.
Well, and the what was it? The
Top five at least.
mountain and the
Game of
viper or
Thrones had a
whatever.
top five
Like
season.
it made me sad. It made me sad, Jesse. Like
Some of you brought it
I got
down.
angry at the show. Yeah.
It should have made you feel. Come, it made you feel something. That's a top five moment. Come on,
I'm being
man.
petty at the show.
If you remember 2014, what do you remember from in TV? What do you remember from
Well,
2014?
I mean, I could tell you stuff. See, I take a look at shows as a whole, Jesse. Not the little standout moments.
I do. That means something. There are little high moments. Those high moments carries it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I could see that, but
Unless it's
I
a very, very low moment, then I
Right.
understand. But if those high moments where it takes the show higher, man, I'm just like, okay. But his eyebrows bother me, so we'll take it down to seven.
Because they'd go to that storyline a lot, and like nothing would happen. There'd be a lot of times where just like there's nothing going on here. Why are we even checking in on these people? But
There's
yeah,
gonna be no brand next season, so be
that's what I
happy.
hear. So it's probably gonna make my list next season, like my top five next year. And partially because like I don't know what else is on TV next year. There's only a few shows that I'm like really looking out for. But yeah, Jesse. My number six, the one that's gonna make Jesse mad for putting it above Fargo and Game of Thrones, Korra Book 3.
You're the worst. Get out of my life.
It was just so much better. Any action in Game
Get
of
out of my
Thrones, I don't
life.
care that final battle. Nope,
I
can't
quit the
it can't touch
podcast.
Korra. It just can't though. It just
I
can't.
quit the podcast.
Oh, did Bran airbend someone to death? Oh, he didn't. Okay, then I guess I know which one wins.
Yeah, but he control Horde to fuck someone up, so there's
Yeah, but I mean, I don't care.
that.
Oh, brute force. Ooh, that's so appealing to watch. Nah, don't care. I want to see some cool acrobatics. Oh, what did you do, Malvo? You did most of your shit like behind a building wall where I didn't even get to see you do all the cool stuff. Great, thanks, Malvo. At least show me some good choreography in your action scenes, shows. So yeah, Korra Book 3, the strongest book of Korra and maybe of the entire series. Don't know. Need to go back and watch The Last Airbender. I dug it. But so that's my 6 through 10. Jesse, what's your number 5?
You're the worst. No, the
Is
show that you're the
it?
worst.
Yeah.
A new show, season one, and it was just hilarious all the way through from beginning to end. Very pleasantly surprised by the show. You showed me it. You told me about it, and I was the chemistry between I forgot their name, Gretchen and what was
British
his name?
guy.
Yeah, their chemistry was awesome. The ending was great. It made you think about what they were thinking about. Yeah, dig it. Did a lot.
Yeah. I definitely thought it was a romantic comedy done like really well. Like here, they took an idea that it could have been maybe like what a couple episodes
Yeah.
worth in a movie, and they spread it out over the length of 10 episodes. And I think they did a pretty good job. There's a slight misstep for me. What was it? It might have been that flashback episode. I'm not sure. Or it loses around there, where it's like I don't know if we really needed this, guys. But whatever. It's like it's cool. But like I really really enjoyed that show, and I can't wait for it to come back. And I hope it gets more than just a second season. Unless the second season sucks, in which case I hope it dies like a fiery death before it ruins it even further.
I don't think so. I think it'll be good. I think my fear is been turning to happy endings. Like, and then I'm not saying happening was bad. It was just that no one cared for it and it got canceled.
Well, that was just because it never had an audience to begin with, though. That was the thing.
It was on a major network too, so
Yeah,
I don't
it
know.
was on a network that at least at the time would like had a bunch of hits. So with Happy Ending, like Happy Endings, sorry, not performing as well, they're like, well, yeah, it's got a big, internet following or whatever. Critics love it, but like, there's no audiences are watching, so I guess we're not gonna keep it going. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see, because FXX doesn't have an audience outside of Simpsons, like repeats that people are watching. So, who knows what, like, if it needs high ratings to get by, or if being on FXX means it's just dead in the water no matter what. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, so my number five is, and this one's, it might be even more an F you to Jesse, but just from what I've seen so far, my number five is Mad Men, the first three episodes of season, the last season.
You can't put that shit in there. You
I
haven't
can.
finished
I
it.
can. I did.
You haven't finished it.
It was that good already.
Oh my god, it's not even good though. It's not.
I don't know, man. That's pretty
It's
good.
not good. Like, it's season six and this season is just terrible. At this point, you're just waiting for to see how they get Don Draper to finish this off, but it's not even that good anymore, man.
Dude, January Jones didn't even show up till the third episode. I was like, they're already doing
And
this
she was
right.
worse in this show. Oh, not January Jones. I was talking about. I thought you were talking about Joan, but never mind.
No, I was talking about Betty Draper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, at first I was like, oh, is she just gone? And then she shows up, I was like, fuck, but at least they, like,
And
put her off that
doesn't
long.
what's her name cuss her out? Like Don's what? Betty? No, not Betty. What's her name?
Sally?
The daughter, Sally. Yeah, and she's all grown now, and she's cussing. Like she sees the jig. She sees the jig on both of her parents at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure she
The jig is
does,
up.
but, like, I haven't seen her cuss her out yet.
She's not shitty. Like, I mean, she's in the right for doing whatever she has to do because her parents are just terrible. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like the bit of Sally I saw is when she visited Don on Valentine's Day, and that was a real nice little father-daughter, like, oh yeah, that's a really fucked up relationship they got going here.
Yeah,
It's like
it's
super,
really
it's
tough.
like super sad, but like, it's still, there's still some emotion underneath. I dug it, and it earns my number five spot.
That's crazy.
What's number four?
True Detective.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, for True Detective. I bring it down because I don't like the way it ended. Because if throughout the whole season, it could have easily been like a number two up show, you know? But throughout the whole season, it kind of gave promise to like a twist or something very deep. You know, just like if more conspiracy to it than just the good guys caught the bad guy, you know, and I'm not gonna down for that.
Right. I can understand your complaints, but I don't share them, Jesse. And although now that's
Like,
when
you
you're
know, when
what
Cole
was
was
that?
sitting there and like
Yeah.
rearranging the bottle, the cans to like a certain angle where it's like giving hints, like, oh, he's part of like the cult or whatever. It was just like, why do all that and then just end up being this?
No, I can see where you're coming from. For me, it's not so much in that I always felt like the ending wasn't so much like, oh, they just caught the guy. It always felt like, no, more people were involved. They just caught this one dude and just said, okay, that's it. Like, we're closing it there. That's fine. But yeah, I could see that. Although now I think I know, I had completely forgotten about one show that I know is going to be in your top. But I'm just curious to see where exactly you put it in there. I
What
think I know
show?
where.
I don't think you know. I already have like
You have
in
three
my
more?
mind. Yeah, I
It's
have.
yep, yeah, it's all right, you want me to just spoil your list, or you're just
Yeah, what
guessing
do
the one
you
show?
think it is? I wanted to see.
The well
I won't say if you're right or not. I just want to hear.
just what the show is, or what your the rest of your list is?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
The second part.
Oh, okay. I think number three is Rick and Morty, number two is Peaky Blinders, number one is Hannibal. Oh, fuck me in the dick. Okay, so well,
I
anyways.
forgot all about Rick and Morty.
Oh, you
Oh
slut!
shit.
You slut! You that ooh. And how
I thought it
many?
was last year. It felt like it was last year, but no, it wasn't.
No, Jesse, please.
Thought it was like last year around this
Oh
time.
no, now I'm conf. Now I'm trying to think what else you have in. Oh, Game of Thrones. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Oh, huh. Oh, and you wanted Fargo to be up there. Oh shit.
Don't know, Marcus. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Three.
Let's see. Well, hold up. My four is You're the Worst. That's where it landed on
Okay,
mine.
good. Thank you.
Yeah, so what's your three?
I feel like three, Fargo.
Fargo. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really loved it, and I've seen the movie multiple times. That's why I love this show.
Really?
Because it's just, I'm glad they stuck with the whole Fargo formula is not that easy to do, to make someone bashing someone with a hammer really just kind of funny. I don't know. It's insane. I didn't have a problem with the cinematography or whatever. I loved Colin Hanks.
Really?
I liked who plays
Billy Bob?
No,
Or the lady?
No, plays from Sherlock. What's his name? Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman, yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome. And Billy Bob was awesome too. And it was just a great cast, great writing, and didn't really like how it ended, but I dug it. And because the way Fargo, the movie ends, is more satisfying to me.
Mm-hmm.
They caught, you know, what's his name, William McDonald, something like that. But they caught him in his underwear and shit.
William H. Macy.
Trying to get away in his underwear and shit. It was funny. So I really wish they did that to Martin Freeman's character.
Yeah, I mean, he still went down like a punk though.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Like, what do you think of season two coming up?
Kirsten Dunst is involved. I forgot the. Oh yeah, and old boy from Friday Night Lights. I like him more than I like the choice of Kirsten Dunst. I don't like her. She plays the same thing. She plays the same way in every role she does. I don't like it. I can't really see how it's gonna play out.
Which guy from Friday Night Lights? Matt Damon.
Yeah, the Matt Damon's brother.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I thought I read that news. I forget. I'm getting True Detective and like Fargo news mixed up, like as far as casting goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're wary about it, or like, what do you think they're gonna do? Are they gonna still try to follow like that same sort of pattern, or?
Yeah, the same kind of crime happening in that area, so in a different time.
Right. So I mean, what do you? Yeah. I mean, outside of the area, of course, and the time. Doesn't it follow like the? It's like another character, right, from the movie. It's like a prequel about it or something.
Probably.
But yeah, do you think they're going to keep the same sort of tone going?
Yeah, of course they have to. That's Fargo.
Is it, though? Is it? Or is Fargo about just burying some money in the snow?
Mm.
Maybe that's what Fargo is. Yeah.
But,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see about that. I'm interested just to see because like, I don't want to... I feel like this one is so close to the movie that it's like, okay, they can't do that for second season too. Because even just looking at the seasons of a show, I've never seen two shows that were that similar, you know, between seasons. So I'm interested to see what happens with that. My number three is True Detective. That's where it fell for me.
Yeah.
I felt like I wasn't as bothered by the ending as you were. There were little issues there, and yeah, I agree. I did expect it to be a bigger deal.
Now that you brought it up, we didn't talk about the greatest one of maybe top five episodes if we were able to do that.
The end of episode four?
Yeah, just the way that was shot.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Just makes the whole show worth it.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was incredible directing. Incredible. To have Matthew McConaughey on that pillar looking both ways and the camera swivels back and forth. And man, him running through the hood, getting people coming after him. Insane. Looked like Grand Theft Auto. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was really great. Really exhilarating. Yeah, like you said, great direction. You know, even giving a slight spoiler on our movie like thing, nothing in movies touched that scene this year.
Nothing at all.
Like it didn't close. Touch it. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, exactly. If someone can watch that episode and just be like, not impressed. I don't understand what's happening anymore.
Yeah.
You got to at least be impressed by like the sheer. I don't even know, like the amount of effort that goes into that, and just that execution was just perfect for that. So
I watched that last bit, like when we first watched it or whatever, when it first came out.
Yeah,
I must watch it like 3 weeks straight. Like I'll just like
just throw it up,
just put it on,
with the cherry and wrap.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely got you there. So yeah, I mean, we mainly said everything we need to say about True Detective already. I agree that Cranston wins over McConaughey still for that what was that, Emmys? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ozymandias, man. I'm just saying. It's
forgot how I felt about that. I had more of a problem Jesse winning it than anything else.
Hey, Jesse cried his ass off.
That's all he did.
No, there was some like hateful looks he gave Walt and stuff. There's some emotion there. I don't know. I was okay with that, yeah, but you know, it's final season. Like, fuck you guys. Come back for another season. Don't be all high on your horses.
Do it again, I guess.
Yeah, just do it again.
Number two?
Yep.
This one, that one and two was so hard for me to the point where I want to make them 1A, 1B.
Okay, don't be wrong. Just don't be wrong, Jesse.
But number two is Hannibal.
Fuck you, Jesse. Fuck you square in the nuts.
Number two was Hannibal. And it's not a knock. It could easily be number one for me. I just have to put number two, you know?
But Jesse's all about his moments.
Hannibal had awesome moments. And then as the season as a whole, like the journey through the whole thing, it fucked me up. Like, to the point where when we're watching Will, and it got to the point where it was like, wait a minute, is Will out there killing people?
Yeah. Hold up.
Is Will out there doing this shit? Like, really? Is he insane now? Oh my god, this is crazy. It's just, this show is just light years above any network show at this point, you know?
Yeah.
It's so good. It's great writing, great direction, the images they use, the acting is just, man, kills it. And then the season finale, whoa. Come on, y'all. Get on Hannibal right now. You guys, not enough people are watching this show. And a lot of, like, I talked to a lot of people about it, and people would be like, no, I got lost in the middle of the season. I get it. It almost lost me in the middle of the season. Because I was like, what is going on? Where are we going here? But that's a part of the journey of the show. It just takes you to as far close to the edge as possible to see if you're going to still hang on. It will make it worth it in the end. That's what it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know what? I'm glad that they were at least watching it. If anything, that makes me more angry at them for quitting. Because a lot of people I know, they're just like, oh, is it maybe Hannibal TV show? Like, not the movies. Like, fuck that. I'm like, no, you got to watch the show. Like, just forget about the movies. Like, pretend Silence of the Lambs never happened. Just it's own thing at this point. Ignore it. Just watch the Hannibal TV series. And if you can watch what it was only like four episodes or something, three episodes. Yeah. And it's like, if you can watch that and be like, nah, fuck it. Like, then all right, it's not for you. But I felt like it wasn't as thrilling, you know, right out the gate, because just part of, you know, setting it up from the very get-go. But it was still such a strong thing, and if nothing else, it was still beautiful from the very start. That it's like, I don't know how you would say, I just don't want to watch this anymore.
No one makes death look beautiful more than Hannibal.
Yeah.
No one makes humans look more delicious than Hannibal. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
Said it time and time again. I will eat people if it looks like that.
Hannibal cooks it.
Yeah, Hannibal cooks it.
That dude make a leg look delicious than a motherfucker.
I will eat it.
Crazy.
Yeah. So,
your number two?
My number two is Rick and Morty.
Nice.
Yeah, it was one of those shows that came out of nowhere for me. I don't remember how I first, like, found it. Got introduced to it. I think it might have even been on YouTube or something, or someone just mentioned it briefly in a comment and then looked on YouTube, and everything that had aired up until that point was there. So I just went crazy on like the first four episodes that had already aired, and I rewatched them even before like the fifth one aired. I just rewatched those four over and over again because there was just so much in there. It was just so funny, and there's just you know, a lot of like high concept stuff that they just packed into the series, and it I don't know, it's for me it was the best like freshman season of anything I had seen. Like, You're the Worst was definitely up there. It's one of those great like one season things, but I just found Rick and Morty to be a funnier thing. Like, You're the Worst had more emotion, definitely, but I felt like Rick and Morty had brought the comedy more, and it also brought there were some emotional moments, and they were on a more serious, like, what do you call that, existential level than You're the Worst is, you know, very relationship based, and like, who am I self, you know, how do you fit into a relationship, and when are you ready for one, and all that stuff that they tackled, you know, is great and all, but like, when you just tackled the like, what's life stuff that Rick and Morty did, I was like, oh fuck, like, those little moments were very strong for me. And I was so happy to hear, like, almost right away, like near the end of Rick and Morty, they're like, yeah, it's season two, like, get working on it, so I won't have to wait, because this is Adult Swim, where fucking Venture Bros is still going on, and that they have years between seasons. And I'm just like, no, I'm glad that Rick and Morty, they're working on it, and it won't come as quickly as I'd like, but it's coming soon. I want it in.
I'm not, like, if people are listening to this and I don't have Rick and Morty in my top five, it's not because I don't like it. I love Rick and Morty. It's
because you're a bad person, I think.
It probably is. No, but it's, I completely forgot it was this year that I watched it. I thought it was last. But Rick and Morty is definitely something you guys should watch.
To your credit, it did, like, the first episode was like the last week of December. Like, that's when it started. So it was very much definitely on the edge. Like, yeah, more of the season was in 2014. But yeah, it was definitely so close. You can't really be blamed for thinking this last year. But yeah. So what is your number one then, Jesse?
You know what it is. You know what it is.
Peaky. Oh, wait, no, not Peaky Blinders.
No, that's one of my honorable. I couldn't put it in the top. Like, season 2 was awesome for Peaky Blinders. It's honorable mention, but didn't pack enough substance. You know what? I wish I could put it in my top 5. I really do want to put it there. Because that season 2 finale was just, man. But,
It got you going.
yeah. Number
Yeah.
1 is Game of Thrones.
House of Cards. Oh,
And,
wait.
get out of here.
It's
It was not even an honorable mention.
on my worst of, actually.
Game of Thrones, I know we already knew how you feel about it, but it has three of the top moments of 2014. It just Joffrey dying,
Spoilers.
Tyrion going off on his best rap verse of all time, old boy fighting with
The
the
mountain.
mountain, yeah, just incredible, incredible
Yeah,
shit,
no.
man.
It was great. Like, don't get me wrong. I thought it was incredible. I just, yeah.
Those moments take it like. Look, you don't have to put a number one. I put a number one. You could at least put a top five for those moments alone. Like, come on. There's not a lot of parts in this season they had that takes it down below top five. There's not.
I'm gonna lock these
Yeah,
dragons up in this dungeon.
the brand shit was kind of annoying because he wasn't doing anything, but those moments carry it, man. Daenerys, I didn't really have a big problem with her as much as you did, but she did kind of fall off prior to like from the past three seasons she had. She kind of fell off.
Oh, we had a lot of reek this season too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that
And
was a little
Stannis.
thing of mine. Oh yeah, Stannis,
But he came through in the end.
Stannis.
Made a lot of
Yeah, I
sense in
mean.
the end.
Yeah, I guess. At least he did something for once.
Don't know. I love this season. It was mad entertaining. I think it's their best season this
Best
they
season
had
yet?
so far. Yeah.
I'd probably be inclined to agree with you there. Yeah, because you weren't a fan of season two, right?
Not as much. No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think
I think it
season
was.
three was
I
pretty
loved
good.
season two just because I got so much Tyrion in that season that I was just super hyped for it. But yeah, no. Yeah, season four was very strong. I'll definitely give you that. And I honestly don't think season five can beat it.
Who knows? You're number one.
My number one was Hannibal because,
Nice.
I mean, because it is just like you mentioned, an incredible show. I'm not gonna repeat all the same points because I definitely agree for so many of them. I just felt like this is exactly the kind of show I never expected NBC to ever make ever.
Every season, we're like, this might be it.
Yeah.
When the body comes out of the horse, we're like, there might not be another episode after
Yeah.
that.
How did they pull off that school shooting episode? Like they said, "Oh no, this is too far." When
But
like
we
they
got
show
this
this other
body coming out
stuff.
of the fucking horse.
Yeah. Oh, he's eating his own face. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's cool. That's perfectly all right to show on TV. Like, what is going on here? Yeah, I just thought it was incredible. One of my favorite things is the cinematography on the show. It's just stunning, and it more than any other show, it's just beautiful. Like we mentioned this, it's reminds me of Breaking Bad, the way
It
just how it
does.
looks, but like it's I don't know, man. I during the season I was like I don't it might look better than Breaking Bad. I just can't get over that, and I really hope that whoever is in charge of that is still there for this coming season, 'cause I feel
For
like
sure.
without that touch, there's a certain feel that the show will lose.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, there's a lot of elements coming together, but I feel like that more than anything, there's the certain like we mentioned the beauty in death, the beauty in like cannibalism and stuff that comes across because of that cinematography, as well as everything that they have going for it. And I just don't know how they'll sort of reconcile that. And with this coming season, I'm interested to see if they switch up the cinematography since there's going to be like up until now, Hannibal's been this very restrained, hiding his true self sort of guy. And so we sort of seen that in the sort of reserved beauty of these grotesque things. But now with Hannibal and spoilers on the run, I expect him to lash out more in just sort of a self-preservation sort of way. And when he lays his traps or whatever for whoever's chasing him, I expect there to be a more brutal Hannibal. And I wonder if that'll be reflected in the way the show is shot. But that's all speculation for season three. But I think it sort of it lends credence to just sort of how great season two was that even just thinking about how the show's going to be shot for season three just because of how great it was in season two. Beyond that, I'm surprised that Hannibal was as not scary as you'd expect him to be, because like the dude who plays a Mads Mikkelsen, he's a scary looking fool,
Yeah.
and yet he's able to somehow imbue Hannibal with a certain understanding. Like it's you know, and they draw parallels with Will a lot, and while it always seems like Hannibal's very much putting on a mask to try to do on that, and like Will's very much it comes to him naturally, and he sort of has to deal with the emotions he sort of absorbs. Hannibal seems to be able to at least understand where people are coming from and try to at least play on you know whatever their fears or expectations are. And I was surprised at how well I sort of bought into the Hannibal's, I guess, act or his routine that he would do. And it's very much like, okay, I can see where this is coming from, because I felt like if he was unable to do that, the show would have fallen down a notch for me simply because it'd be like, come on, it's obviously this guy. He's obviously the biggest serial killer in the world. And while there were moments like that in the show, it always felt like, well, the show wants you to think that because they, you know, the audience knows stuff that the other characters don't. And so you're always bound to be yelling at some idiot at some point. Like the reporter girl, I always wanted to yell at her for everything. Like, I don't think she did a single thing right in this show.
Nope, did not.
Yeah, so it's definitely my top show of 2014. I was so grateful because that was one of the shows for sure where it's like, is it coming back? Like, please let it come
Yeah.
back. And well, you know, just the way it's produced makes it points to like, oh, you know, it's cheaper to make, so it's more likely to come back. It's still one of the shows that doesn't have an audience on TV like at all.
No.
It shouldn't be on TV like at all. Like it's just that we mentioned, how do you get away with this? Why is this still on TV? Maybe this should be one of those online-only shows, 'cause fuck me, dude. And so yeah, I'm glad that 2014 brought us season 2 of Hannibal. I don't know how it'll be treated at any sort of awards. I don't know if it'll even be recognized. Hopefully cinematography, but I don't know. Do you think the whatever Emmys will recognize him this time around?
I like to think so, but doubt
Cause like
it.
I don't expect acting. Like yeah, I do think Will's great and Mads Mikkelsen is great too. But I can definitely say like okay, there's a ton of great performances this year. You can overlook that. That's fine by me. But to overlook the cinematography, I don't know if that's like can you do that and like, have any sort of credibility like at all like without at least a nomination.
It bumped up from like on Metacritic from 69 out of 100 to 88 out of 100.
When was it at 69?
In season one, it was 69.
Fuck.
In eight, season two, it was 88.
That it's well deserved. Season 2 was for the most part a huge improvement on season 1. Yeah, you're right. In the middle there's a or like not, I wouldn't say so much middle, but like the beginning of that last third of the show, right around the end of
Yeah.
the second third was a little like, okay, what are we
When
doing
Will gets
here?
out of jail, yeah.
Yeah, when Will gets out of jail and like a lot of things seem to be wrapped up and they sort of start a new mini arc, which is sort of like a
Yeah.
what are they going for here? But it ramped up quick and fast and it went crazy and it was great, and it's crazy in the good way. You know, there's shows like American Horror Story which are just bad. They're just bad shows and it's like, oh, but it's so good because it's bad. It's like, no,
Or
what?
Walking Dead, like
Well,
just being crazy.
I think Walking Dead's
No,
just mediocre, dude.
just being like action porn, you know?
Yeah.
Like, ah, we're doing this, so you guys are gonna be excited. No, it's just the show's literally will drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Mentally. It will have you thinking like, what the fuck is going on? I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. And another
There's
thing
more
with Walking
substance to
Dead,
it, yeah.
yeah, exactly. There's more substance. Another thing with Walking Dead is that like, oh, look, the gore killing zombies. And we've said it before, you guys need to watch Hannibal then. If that's what you want, don't watch Walking Dead. Like, just don't.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Come on. It's not even in the thing. Like,
Which is weird though, because it looked like Walking Dead used to like look really great. Like it was like, oh my god, this is some great effects that they have, especially for TV. As far as like killing the zombies go, but then it's just like Hannibal came on, and it's like, oh, okay, so this is what gore is supposed to look like, guys. Like this is gore. I don't know what that is. Some CGI
yeah.
bullshit they put in.
Well, I have some honorable mentions. You
Yeah,
kind of
what's up?
named
Let's
some
hear
of
them.
them on your top 10, but you know, just you ever want to watch The Affair? Everyone is, if you're, especially if you're in a relationship, watch The Affair. It makes it even more enjoyable.
Should you though?
Yeah, I mean, I think it
What does
adds
it add
more
to it?
to, I don't know, it's just, it makes it funnier to watch. It
Oh,
makes more
okay.
fun to watch.
Did you
Watch
ever think? Let
matches.
me ask you something real quick about The Affair. Do you ever think like maybe they're doing that on purpose? Like they're trying to show like oh like if they're not doing these completely obvious signs of cheating, then they're probably not cheating. So it's sort of like a just the, you know they're sort of giving like a little nudge to the actual cheaters to be like, look, we got you. Don't worry. They'll think you're not doing all this obvious stuff. So clearly you're not cheating, but you just keep doing what you're doing. You're fine. They won't
So you're saying
suspect
like
a
the
thing.
people around them are cheating him?
Yeah, like I'm
No.
saying, like someone watches The Affair and they say like, "Oh,
Oh,
look at
like
this bad
in real
cheating
life.
person." Yeah, and then they like turn around and like
No.
look at their actual cheating partner who's like not doing those completely obvious things
No.
like making out in a
No.
club, and it's like, "Oh, well, we're fine then. He's not cheating."
No, you gotta be really stupid to think that. Like, I don't know, me and Danielle watches it, she's not gonna think I'm cheating. Like you have to, that's the state of your relationship. If your girl's watching it with you and she think automatically thinks you're cheating, or she automatically thinks, oh, you're not cheating because you're not doing what Noah's doing, you're in a bad place in your relationship. I don't know. That might, I don't know, but it's just really fun to watch with a girl or with just any dude, whatever.
Why is she grateful that you're not like Noah?
No, it's just that we would laugh at this. We just get mad at each other or mad at the show together. We just can't. They're like, they're so stupid. Everyone involved are so stupid. It's just funny. I mean, like in the beginning of the episode, I'm sorry, the beginning of the show, like the whole, you know, how they do two parts of the guy and the girl. Like, of course, the girl or my girlfriend's like, well, I gotta believe her part. Like, oh yeah, you would believe that. It's just fun and disgust. I don't
I
know.
still don't know what was true, honestly, Jesse.
Yeah, me
Like,
either.
what was actually true from
In
their
the yeah, that's what I'm
stories?
saying. At the beginning, it was fun to do that, and towards the end, we're both like, "Fuck all this."
Yeah, it's like nothing's true. What's going on? Like, what was the point of like some of the distinctions in their stories just are like they're not telling the story anymore. Like, why are we getting two different versions of events? It was so weird.
Yeah. What else? Oh yeah, Masters of Sex. I didn't like how it ended.
Oh yeah, that's right. You didn't think that
Yeah.
was a finale for a season.
Yeah, kind of weird. But that Peaky Blinders, you guys got to watch Peaky Blinders.
I'm
Cillian
watching Mad
Murphy
Men though.
kills it.
I don't have
Cillian
time.
Murphy kills it. Oh my God, he's just too cool in the show. Mad Men this past season. I mean, I might hate it. I might hate the direction it's going, but you know, it's oh, there's always some good moments in that show. Always. No matter what, especially there's this part where Peggy and Don, it's just, no, okay, I get it. Just
Well,
play one more moment, Marcus, just one more.
we'll see. Because like the first time she talked to him again this season, she was such a bitch. I
They're
mean, so
all
far this
dicks
season,
to
she's been
him.
such a bitch. It's not great for Peggy so far.
And Rick and Morty, and what else? Too much shit for me for honorable mentions. That shows that you guys gotta watch that
Let
I didn't
me.
mention in my top five.
Right. No, that's some good mentions. Let me just mention two more shows that for my honorable mentions. There's BoJack Horseman, just that new Netflix original series. I thought it started out pretty like eh. It's like yeah, I guess I can watch this. And then around the middle of the season, it really picks up and it really sort of reveals itself to be a different show. And it's like, oh, this is really good. I wouldn't really recommend the what would you call it? The Christmas special? I don't know if you saw that pop up on Netflix. There was like it was like a short one-off. I don't even know if it fits into the end of the season. But it was just one of those things where it's just like, huh? It really took away from the arc that the season had, and it's strange because you could see it as a bonus episode, but I felt like, well, it sort of knocks down the original series just because they sort of packaged it all as one thing. But it's still definitely something I recommend people should watch.
Yeah.
And then the other show is Adventure Time, which I probably should have researched a little more just to see what actually aired this year. But it's been a different season so far, where they've had a lot of focus on other characters, but it's still been very high quality, and the show's like in its fifth or sixth season now, and it's actually surprising at how high the quality is still, and they'll still have ep lore episodes with where it focuses mainly on the story, and I always love when they go back to those episodes because they have an interesting world that they built up, and I definitely want to see where they take it. And I'm still not even completely caught up on this year's stuff, so that's why I didn't feel very comfortable trying to put it any higher in the list at all. But it's definitely showed that if people are missing and they think like, oh, it's just random garbage nonsense, it's like, well, give it a chance. I think season one was the weakest season of Adventure Time, but after that, it really picked up. But yeah, so real quick, that's probably going to be it for the show today. We'll do music and movies.
Oh, you want to do that together? Okay.
Yeah, because we I don't think we have much for either for either category. Like, we had a lot of TV, and so we might be able to scrape an hour from that. So real quick, just closing out, let's talk about some of the bad TV for this year.
Oh, I just have one.
Yeah,
Grace
what's up?
Point. Well,
Grace
actually,
Point.
two. Two.
Okay.
Grace Point was terrible. Oh my God. I can't even.
So
If you want to hate yourself.
you're not coming back for season two, Jesse?
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
I don't even think there is a season two. God, that show sucks. No wonder critics are just so mad that it didn't, like, the fact that it got its inspiration from Broadchurch, that it couldn't even be at least decent.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder they were mad. I was kind of like, why are you guys getting mad because it's not, like, Broadchurch? I mean, come on, like, not a lot of people watch that show, so I don't understand why you're using that as a reference. Now I understand. That show sucks. Grace Point sucks.
Well, have you seen Broadchurch?
No, I'm going to.
Maybe
I'm
it'll suck too, it. Though. Maybe it'll suck
Maybe.
Too.
But the critics loved it, so I don't know. But I'm going to watch it on Netflix,
all
and
right.
We'll see. But no, fuck that show. And How to Get Away with Murder, I kind of want to say it's the worst, because it had some bad moments. Bad
yeah.
moments.
Yeah.
But it kept me watching.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I could definitely see that. I don't know, because it started out interesting enough, How to Get Away with Murder. Maybe that makes it worse, where it's just like, man, y'all had something you could have latched onto here, but you went a different route with it. A real strange different route with it. Yeah.
Go on.
I was going to say, I want to mention, for Most Disappointing, mentioned it earlier, House of Cards.
Yeah.
After a great first season, season two went sort of off the rails, bananas crazy, in like not a great way.
It was kind of very cliche, very convenient, mm-hmm. and heavily leaned on Kevin Spacey to carry that show.
Yeah, but let me tell you this, Jesse. I'm going to be there for season three, day one.
Yeah. We didn't even mention Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I felt like it wasn't bad enough to make any sort of worst of. I just felt like it was
and
there.
It wasn't good enough to make any good of, but...
Yeah, it was there.
I'm not saying you guys should watch it. I mean, you might because of the hype, I guess, but... You could do without it, pretty much.
I could do without it. I don't know. Girls really like the show. Like, they really like the show. Like, a lot.
It's Orange and New Black, though.
I'd like to...
Say his part.
Yeah. No, see, that's the thing. There were some good moments. I just felt like, overall, especially that finale, it was so weak. It was just very much like, oh, where am I... Why did I watch this? Why was I even here for this? I'd like to add American Horror Story to that worst of list.
Just, I heard it fell off big time.
It fell off. It's boring. Coven is bad, and I've heard some people actually say, like, oh, like, I like Coven. It's, oh, it's so bad, it's good. It's like, no, it's just bad, guys. Like, there's a distinction here that needs to be made, and Coven was just horrible. This one so far, like, I haven't even finished all of it, but it's just been so boring. It's a slog to get through, and it still has that same bad quality with it. So it's just sort of like, that's why it's hard for me to watch it. It's the same sort of thing with Under the Dome Season 2, where Season 1 went so bad, like, so fast and so crazy that it was a fun ride to see, like, oh, what are they going to do now? Oh, they do this and they're doing that, and it's just idiotic. And then now it's just like, it's idiotic, but, like, it doesn't make any sense. It's not advancing the plot. They're running around in circles doing nothing. It's boring. And it's just like, when are we going to be done with this? It starts to get melodramatic in the worst way. There's nothing really entertaining about it. And I again, just sort of need to slog through it to finish it at some point. I guess that's like I mentioned, that's why I'm sort of missing How to Get Away with Murder. Because Under the Dome used to be my hate watch show, my go-to, like, all right, yeah, let me watch this and have fun. And it just doesn't do that. How to Get Away with Murder at least has those crazy moments, you know, interspliced between... Some decent moments, and then some moments. But...
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, can I put it first half of the season Walking Dead in the...
You think it was that bad?
Jokes. I'm just picking on people. Nah, I mean, it was all right.
I think part of just what drives me away from Walking Dead is just when I hear people talking about how good it is when it's not.
Yeah.
I think that's just sort of what gets under my skin. It's just like, it's not good, though.
I just want to be a troll and just, like, fucking sucks.
Yeah, and I still think it's like, it's there. It's I don't think it's bad anymore the way the second half of season three was.
Or entire season three.
Well, I thought season three started out fine. Like,
Rick was crazy for four episodes in that first half.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. I don't know. The second half killed Lori, so that first half, so, like, I'm sort of okay with it. Like, it got a job done. And, yeah, the second half killed Andrea, but, like, in the worst way. Like, it should have been so much more satisfying than it was. Yeah. But, so, I mean, season 2014 overall, though, I think, it was strong.
Gotham, and what was that other Kevin Bacon show?
The Following,
yeah. Those two shows...
Where do you put those, Jesse?
They're just kind of like a roller coaster. I wouldn't put it on my audible mentions. I wouldn't put it in the trash can.
Yeah.
Gotham came through towards the end. And the following has actually got to the point where it knows what it is and sticks with it. So
Oh, does it?
doesn't try to do too much, doesn't try to do too less. It's just, hey, we're a crazy show where crazy things happen.
Right.
People do
Yeah.
nonsense things, so.
That's the sort of thing I'd like. I don't know. I think there's just something about the following that just
It's
pushed me
Kevin
away.
Bacon.
Is it Kevin Bacon? It probably is
Yeah,
Kevin Bacon.
it's Kevin Bacon.
I think it was Kevin Bacon. It
And
was being on
Fox.
Fox. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Exactly. That's exactly it. Good job, Jesse. You nailed it on the head. Oh, oh, oh. Let me add one more thing to my worst of. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves. People are like, oh, it's good now. No, it's not. Shut up. Like,
They
shut
got
your
what's
faces.
her name come through? Agent
Who?
Carter?
That's its own miniseries, which I will
Yeah,
watch.
you will
I'll give
watch.
that a
We should watch
chance.
Arrow. No, not Arrow. We should watch
The Flash?
Flash.
Well, I
Yeah.
am watching Arrow. Like, I haven't started season 3, but I watched season 1 and 2,
Do you
which
like Arrow?
it starts off slow, but I grew to like it. It's definitely not one of those like, oh, it's like a superhero thing that you need to watch. But it's a fun show to watch. It's one of those like you can just put on and not really pay too close attention, but still have an okay time watching it. If you have some cursory knowledge of DC stuff, then it'll be like fun to like, oh, hey, it's this person moments, and oh, hey, it's that person, and it's just fun to see that go by. I hear good things about the Flash, though. Excuse
Yeah,
me, about the Flash.
everyone loves it.
Yeah, I just don't want to watch it yet because part of it spoils season 3 of Arrow. So it's like, well, shit. Now I have to sort of coordinate it so I don't spoil one show or the other by watching like the crossover episodes. So it's just like, ah, oh, fuck. Too many shows are like interweaving. It's getting hard to keep track. Like Marvel movies, stop it. Calm down.
The League this year was kind of funny. They had some really funny
I
moments.
haven't watched it, but yeah, it's always pretty good. And I'm sad to see that it's leaving. I think next year, the end of
We
it.
had some really funny moments.
Yeah, well, cool. I will definitely catch up on that. I mean, there's so much stuff I need to catch up on. On Peaky Blinders, like you mentioned. There's like Netflix original shows I didn't even know existed that I sort
Yeah,
of
there's a
like
lot.
need to
There's a
try them
lot
out.
there.
'Cause it's like, why? Netflix, tell me more about these shows. Like, I only, the big two that we ever heard about before was House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. And they sort of just let the other ones just sort of sit there and be like, hey, we're here too, guys. Oh.
Marco Polo, I heard, is sucks, so don't.
Does it? Okay, because I saw that pop up on my recommendations. So I was like, "What is this?"
My ball sucks.
But yeah, so there's so much more TV coming. There's HBO shows we need to watch still. There's the FX show. Like, so we need to watch The
Oh, you
Strain.
mean The Wire?
No, fuck off. The other one, the new one, Jesse. The new
Wire
one.
is back, though. I should have put that as my number one. I really wanted to.
Ah, that would have been so fucked up. You last minute change your top 5 to a top 6.
Watching this show makes me realize, like, there's not. It doesn't even. It's not even fair at this point.
Have you watched season
The
5
Wire.
though again though?
No, I don't really think I'm gonna watch
No, I want to keep
Maybe
it
I'll watch it
good.
for just for Marlo, but
Yeah, no,
just for
see.
the, like, they keep my name in the streets.
Yeah.
My name is my name.
Stupid Marlo. I hated that fool.
I love Marlo. He's awesome.
I hated him. He ruined so much, like so many things. But I do want to watch that too again, just to see like how it looks in the improved quality.
So worth it. Telling you.
But like I had just started rewatching The Wire like 4 months ago.
Was it hard?
No, I mean
Wasn't?
I got to episode 7. I think like TV. We started watching more TV, and I was like, okay, I'll put you aside for now. I don't know. I think it's fine for me because TV used to be in 4x3. It's just sort of
No,
used
I
to
don't want to
that.
go back to that. I love HD. I don't never want to. I don't know how I watched TV before. I hate it. I know we live like that, like heathens,
I don't know, man. I've been watching TV on the internet so
like
long,
peasants.
and like watching YouTube quality stuff. I'm still okay with it. Like it's still fine. But yeah, I'm sure a kid now who grew up in this, they look back at old TV like this shit sucks. Like the way
It's
I look
terrible.
back at like 70s movies, like early 70s,
Yeah.
it's just oh fuck this. Like it feels like a chore. Like you gotta mentally prepare yourself.
That's
Like
how I feel
just
about The Wire
accept it.
rewatching it. Just like, I love this show, but don't want to. Whatever.
Yeah, it
2014 for
sucks.
TV was just awesome. Just something for everyone. Just it's not that, like, I understand when people used to say I don't watch TV from, back in the day, but right now
How can you not?
there's just something for everyone now,
Yeah. Although, you know what didn't make either of our top fives, Jesse?
What?
Reality TV stuff.
Yeah, fuck
We don't watch
that.
it. And
We
apparently,
don't
but
watch
people
it.
still watch it though. Like people love it.
Yeah,
So
they eat it
look,
up.
are you an idiot? There's something for you too. Like, there's always
Yeah.
something for anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great time for TV. I think 2015 still has a lot of stuff coming. A lot of shows are ending or have ended by now. So that just means more room in our hearts, Jesse. More room in our
Yep.
hearts for TV.
But
Yeah.
not enough. The Wire and Breaking Bad has like half of it, half of my
Yeah.
heart.
Jesse, you just got to get like a transplant. Get another heart in there,
Yeah,
because
probably.
they're just like, there will be never room for anything else if you just keep filling it with the old good classics. Because it's sort of like your first love, Jesse. Like, nothing else really compares after that, and you just sort of look at it.
Nothing compares.
Yeah,
Nothing compares
you just have to
to
pretend like that god tier television that we've already watched doesn't r really exist. Pretend like it's rose tinted. Stop going back and watching it in HD because it's so good. Just be like, okay, that was great. Let me try watching. Oh, Peaky Blinders, man! I just watched Boardwalk Empire. Like, fuck.
No, you gotta watch it.
Yeah, no,
Watch it.
I'll get to it. But all right, Jesse, I think that's been. I'm gonna call this episode 79. We'll just n then the whatchamacallit episode will just be 80. We'll just pre-record that early.
Okay.
All right, so this has been Mixed Noise, episode 79. Peace.
Peace.
Quando sei lontana, sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con me, tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me.